Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. Friday, the 26th of February, 2021, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from an undisclosed location somewhere on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. On the program today, the Coach joins theaters around the world to mark a year of COVID-19. Western Gold Theater unveils Virtual Gold, a series of free online presentations. ZZ Theater's Virtual Humanity gets underway. And Push Festival Push Walks gives artists a chance to take us through the urban spaces that have given them inspiration. It's the Radio for Shut-Ins version of Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music. And it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Well, hi, happy Friday. February's over. Well, almost. We've got a couple more days left on it. And then we're heading into March, heading into the first anniversary. We've been doing Radio for Shut-Ins for almost a whole year now. And at the time, I mean, we all knew this, right? When everything shut down, we couldn't get into our offices, we couldn't go to our usual places. We thought, this is just going to be temporary, this will pass, and we'll be back to normal really soon. And a year later, we're still not sure what's going on. But we persevere. And, you know, we keep doing what we're doing. I'm doing this, you're doing what you do, and we just carry on. As long as you're listening, we'll keep bringing it to you. And even if you're not listening, I'm still going to do it. I got to do something. I mean, yeah, I could be doing other things, but I like doing this. Hope you like it too. So we got a few things to tell you about and lots of music to play. So let's get right started. This is a band that has been around for years. In fact, they were one of the first bands to win Shindig back in the 80s. They kind of separated for a bit, came back together, and they're just as wild and weird and crazy as they've always been. This is Red Herring.
The brain is locked inside the skull, where life is very dull. Jammed like slugs in Tupperware, it's squirming to get sick of sucking news out of the eyeballs and the nostrils. Second-hand sensations just have never been. Longs to meet another brain without the use of buffers. Dreaming, scheming, screaming for some unimpeded love.
Losing out the brain. Losing out the brain.
Up against mine, and lips touch lips and nerve ends meet. Contact.
Single, single, single.
Brains are still so far apart. Oh, cruel separation. Telegraphing loneliness through miles. against each other and to men.
This month, The Kulch will be part of a worldwide initiative to mark a year of theater closures due to COVID-19. On March 13, 2020, most theaters in the world had to shut down due to COVID. To mark the anniversary, internationally acclaimed company Aurora Nova is creating an extraordinary global event to celebrate live theater and the resilience of our artists and our community. On March 13, 2021, theater companies around the world will stream performances of White Rabbit, Red Rabbit, the award-winning play from celebrated Iranian playwright Nassim Soleimanpour. Hope I said that right. With no rehearsals, no director, and a script waiting in a sealed envelope on stage, White Rabbit, Red Rabbit is an audacious theatrical experiment and a potent reminder of the transgressive and transformative power of theater. The Kulch is streaming the play, performed by Amanda Sum, live from the Historic Theater. To book tickets, go to thekulch.com/event/White Rabbit, Red Rabbit.
Time to be who we were meant to be. say it, I'd say it. I'm so tired that I unheard what I do, what I say.
What the most important thing in life is. Do you know what I think it is? Friends.
Here at CITR, friends are really important to us, and when you become a member at CITR, our friends are your friends. So join CITR today and get discounts at the Australian Boot Company, Devil May Wear, East Vanity Parlor, The Bike Kitchen, Virtuous Pie UBC, and Save On Meats. And those are but a few. For more information and a complete list, visit citr.ca/friends.
Came to repeat a lazy remark.
Okay, so I don't know why I did like an elf voice.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Red Cat Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
Thank you. take.
Western Gold Theater's Virtual Gold is a series of free online presentations, podcasts, and creative workshops featuring some of the best theater artists in Canada, and all aimed to keep you engaged and entertained during these challenging times. They're offering podcasts, workshops, and live presentations, including Elio Day Online, interviews and candid conversations with the who's who of theater, a Fountain of Pens playwriting circle, facilitated by Liesl Lafferty and Jen Griffin, and The Selfish Giant, a short Easter story by Oscar Wilde, read and interpreted by our friend Bernard Cuffling. You can find details at westerngoldtheater.org/virtualgold. Creativity has no expiry date.
String the same brings. Listen to the sound of the string the same brings. Listen to the sound of the string the same brings. The string that passed down from the Lion Kings. Listen to the sound of the string the same brings. Listen to the sound of the string the same brings. Listen to the sound of the string the same brings. The string that passed down from the Lion Kings.
Warrior turned king, descendant of the outcasted who turned sing. Before the talk of gun clips and bling bling, the vibrations of the world were changed with one string, one mic. One way, one life, one God, one sight, one struggle, one fight. Yo, despite all the stressing and the strife, you are still spit the knowledge right. Ever since his first pluck, the whole world was struck. Now you're banging his tunes in the back of your truck. He's the one that inspired me when I was growing up. The one man with one string, City Lodge and Yamanaja.
Listen to the sound of the string the same brings. Listen to the sound of the string the same brings. Listen to the sound of the string the same brings. The string that passed down from the Lion Kings. String the same brings. Listen to the sound of the string the same brings. Listen to the sound of the string the same brings. The string that passed down from the Lion King.
It resonates like the sound.
sound of a sword swing from Baba Deep Singh. The Dumbi ring I cut with precision. Punjabi and his horse of Darandi Paskarati. Obaz Uchi Gardo and listen. It's the sound of the dish up in your ear with the double eyes. Sarangi that you lose all your fears and worries. Turn up the radio, what do you hear? Yo, it's Kaldeep Monic. He's on it, plucking that Dumbi so supersonic. I'm talking about the ring Amar Singh brings when you listen to Jamkila sing. Yamala Jat Muhammad Sadiq, so unique, make you feel happy. A Punjabi, Punjabi is so neat.
Push Festival is presenting Push Walks, an innovation for these times of COVID, and an invitation. Walk safely with artists through the urban spaces that have given them inspiration. This series of adventures serves to complement and enhance the creators' works through guided tours of their home turf. The artists have recorded audio for walks of 1 to 2 kilometers with given starting and ending points. Armed with a pair of headphones, audiences can journey through the city at a time of their choosing, experiencing the terrain from fresh perspectives. Walks include Vancouver's Downtown East Side with Q Lawrence, Mountain View Cemetery and Amherst, Massachusetts with Carolyn Shaw and Vanessa Goodman, and a trip down Memory Lane with Jesse Del Fierro. Push walks are free to download and can be found at pushfestival.ca, and just scroll down to find Push Walks.
Can I be honest with you? My pearly white's broken too. And I can't find any glue. But I was wondering if I could use you. Can you be honest with me? Do you want who I could be? Maybe I'm too damn easy. But there's something else I think I don't see. I've been feeling comfortable trying to know just what you're looking for. Offline, you tonight. I need you to let me know in time. Honey, there's a lot of trouble going on in my mind, but here you are. And who knows if you'll come around again. Patience leaves me feeling like a friend. Do you remember that day when I gave it all away? You didn't know what to say. So all I got was okay. Baby, I can't tell if you want more. Leave me waiting, but I still adore. People that have given up and let you go, but here I am. And who knows if you'll come around again. Patience leaves me feeling like a friend.
I take a little sugar in my tea. I told you, but you never remember me. And it's the little things you're forgetting. You're making it up in the same old ways. Doesn't feel like love, but just a daze. It's like you're putting up with me.
ZZ Theater's Human Library Project has been adapted into the digital space with virtual humanity, where participants can check out a human for a candid conversation about their life experiences, culture, and beliefs. The online edition will feature an array of new and returning virtual humans, with a particular emphasis on representation from BIPOC individuals, available for 20-minute one-on-ones over the course of 4 weekends. Human Library began in 2000 in Copenhagen by a collective called Stop the Violence. It was ignited by a brutal hate crime perpetrated against a friend, and this act of healing for 4 people became a global movement. It was a commitment to end violence, one person at a time, by narrowing the ideological gaps that divide us. Over the past 8 years, the Vancouver edition of Human Library, public response has been tremendous, creating lasting memories, relationships, and shifting people's understanding of otherness and difference. This new digital pivot becomes an opportunity to welcome those outside the Lower Mainland to participate as virtual humans and audience, and become part of the broader conversation on challenging prejudice. As with Human Library, virtual humanity is designed to shatter preconceived notions about otherhood, to challenge our biases and misunderstandings, and to put a human face on differences as a means to foster empathy. The breadth of individuals extends from our core philosophy. Everyone has a story worth sharing, if we simply take the time to sit down and listen to them. Virtual Humanity is happening from the 6th to the 28th of March on Saturdays and Sundays from 12 noon to 3 p.m. via Zoom. If you want to find out more and how to get involved, go to ZZ Theater, that's ZZEZEETHEATRE.ca.
Are you energetic, mature, and committed to making a difference in the life of an Indigenous youth? Then you'd make a great mentor. Volunteer mentors at Vancouver's Urban Native Youth Association help youth recognize their many strengths and words towards future goals. To learn more about how you can become a mentor to a deserving young person, please visit unya.bc.ca/mentorship.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for...
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
It must have been very hard for your dad when you got chosen and had to leave.
Yeah.
You're feeling nimble?
I'm feeling confident, yeah.
You might get a little dirty.
But... Offer itself to me, because in our Dene'ezet teachings, it's the animal that offers itself to you.
Through June 16th, CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine will be launching 2 radio documentaries a week. The theme of community unites this round of pieces, with documentary topics ranging from alt-right discourse at UBC, the narratives around Chinatown tunnels, Indigenous food sovereignty, and more. To listen, search CITR Documentaries in iTunes, Stitcher, or visit citr.ca/CITRDocs.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
Whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds lift, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville.
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're gonna have a hell of a time saying what it is.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Carousel Theatre for Young People's Teen Shakespeare program is getting underway. It's a full-time, five-week, pre-professional theatre training course for teens aged 13 to 17. The course will culminate in a series of public performances of Shakespeare's The Tempest on Granville Island, July 31st to August 7th. The program cost $975, but partial bursaries may be available. Auditions are happening now until the 8th of March. For your audition, prepare a video no longer than 5 minutes in length. Include a brief introduction, your name, how you heard about the program, and what interests you about it, and a Shakespearean monologue. No longer than 2 minutes. Make sure your entire body is visible in the video, it's well lit, and the sound is clear. If you play a portable instrument, you can also play a short selection, and if you sing, you can sing a short a cappella song as well. Then you upload the video to YouTube or Vimeo and submit the link along with your headshot, a school photo, something like that, a one-page resume that lists any previous theater experience and dance training you might have, a one-page cover letter that describes why you're interested in a career in theater and what you hope to get from the program, and which roles in The Tempest interest you and why. Send it all in no later than 5 p.m. March 1st to Randy Edmondson, and Randy's email is randi@carouseltheater.ca. The OR Festival produces plays that are written, dramaturged, directed, and performed by local Vancouver artists. The recording will be live-streamed through The Culch on April 2nd and 3rd. All filming will take place at The Culch Theatre with full adherence to provincial and regional health and safety protocols. Half the 10-minute plays will be recorded on March 18th and the other half on March 19th. If you're interested, send your resume and headshot to act@orfestival.com. Just go to the OR Festival website, orfestival.com, and search for Actor Application 2021. The auditions are happening this weekend, and the deadline for submission is Friday, February 26th. That's today. If you want details on these or any other audition notices, you can go to vancouveractorsguide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com.
It's a ghost town at game night when your friends are in other towns. A sardine city can't infinitely grow, so it forced them out. They left for greener pastures. They left for greener wallets. I felt a little green myself, sick with envy newly felt. And less and less is keeping me here. Last year should have been my last year. It's time for reinvention. It's time to venture forth. I'll be moving to the great white north. Someday, someday soon, before someday becomes never. Less and less is keeping me here. Last year should have been my last year. It's time for reinvention, it's time to venture forth. I'll be moving to the great white north.
that's our show. Thanks for spending a lunch hour with us. Music today was by Red Herring, Mittens, Yukon Blonde, Sandra May Lux, Madeline Reed, Battle Cat, Missy D, Savannah Reed, Lauren Porter, Salt Spring Underground, and Dave Cherub. And the theme music is by The Ventures and The Tornadoes. Remember, if you want to keep in the know about theater happenings and not happenings in these wacky times, check out Theater Wire, createastir.ca, and Colin Thomas's Fresh Sheet. And listen to the Arts Report every Wednesday at 5 p.m. right here on CITR. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, you can search on our podcast archives at CITR.ca, and you can also find us on player.fm. Remember to like, share, and subscribe, because Sharon deserves it. And stick around, because Audrey is up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Beppe Crespin at 2, and our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette, at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at the same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part 4 of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.
Sorry, I'm not.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I have no idea what that means. Somebody just asked me to say this.
What are those things with big black wings circling, descending from up overhead? Lie to me, tell me that they're only robbing. Tell me that your love for me will never be dead. Today all the our home feel like strangers. I wonder.
all this distance between us? Who put that leaving in your eyes? What are those things with big black wings?
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional